Welcome back to the other day of the podcast!
Hey.
That was a little loud.
That was loud. We're back.
Headphone warning.
Yeah, after we do it. We're back, finally.
Yeah.
We it's got been a while.
By COVID.
Mm-hmm.
All is well.
Finally.
I'm negative.
I am also negative.
But I still can't really smell or taste a lot.
Yeah, me neither.
And it's been a few weeks.
My taste is good. My smell is still coming back.
I have some taste with some things, but for the most part, me.
Yeah, fuck COVID. It sucks ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're back, finally. Woo!
We meant to do this a while ago, but we just get busy. You know, life is busy.
Yeah, yeah. We wanted to do it once a week.
Mm-hmm. But, you know.
COVID.
We'll be back on that. But we got screwed over by COVID.
Yeah. So hopefully, next episode will be next week. Probably. Well. Yeah, probably same day. Because I get Mondays and Tuesdays off. So.
And I get no days off, but.
Weekends.
But yeah. You know the vibes.
Yeah. And then next week, hopefully, we can go to the city and,
pretty much.
To town and get some more mics so we can have guests on.
We could have them now, but sharing a mic, I feel like, would be really bad.
Yeah, that would suck.
For audio.
Mm-hmm.
It'd just be like, hey.
Yeah.
So it'd be really discombobulated.
Discombobulated.
Yeah, dude. Word of the day.
We should do a word of the day.
Word of the day. Discombobulated.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
I'm not. I would not say that.
Okay. So what's new?
The same old. You know, go to work, come home, play some Xbox, go to sleep, rinse and repeat.
See, this is what I do. I come home, get ready for work, go to work, and then come home and sleep.
My work is school.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking lucky. So, time to talk shit on Victor.
Before we start, discombobulated, it is an adjective, and confused. He is looking a little pained and discombobulated.
Okay, now spell it.
D-I-S-C-O-M-B-O-B-U-L-A-T-E-D.
D. So, I've been getting told by a lot of people that we need to stop saying poggers as much.
Why?
It's the pog cast.
It's the pog cast.
Because I guess we say it too much.
Damn, that's not poggers. I'm playing a
pog. Not pog.
All right, I'll cut back.
Yeah, so like, I know you're addicted to Pog and everything, but like,
dude, I get on this weird trend like once a week or something where I'm just like constantly saying something and then all of a sudden it just goes away.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
I kind of hate it.
Speaking of trends, Squid Game.
Haven't watched it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I refuse.
Why?
I see it everywhere and I heard it's stupid.
No, I haven't finished it yet. But I'm on the fourth episode. It's good.
Dude, and I that's the thing I hate with all these like stuff that comes out like Outer Banks. I feel like that was kind of overhyped.
It was overhyped, but I didn't think it was bad.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it either?
But I've heard many people talk about it, and it just sounds meh, mid.
I mean, I thought it was good. Like, it's not top-tier television.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was good. But yeah, Squid Game, do you know the premise of it?
Isn't it like they take a group, they pretty much kidnap people and they have them playing these games to survive or something like that?
Well, they kind of kidnap them. So basically, they find the most broke people in Korea and the most like people that are in debt, like millions of dollars in debt. And they take them because they're like, they have this guy come to him in like bus stations or wherever else, and they have him play a game with them called Dochi or something. And basically, after they're done playing the game, like if they beat him, they get money, and if they don't, then they have to pay the dude money. And so
don't they get shot?
Well, I haven't got to that part yet.
Oh.
So basically, after they play that game, the guy is like, hey, there's another game. If you want lots of money, compete in it. And they're like, they give him the business card, and he's like, okay. And then they call the number, and they're like, okay, meet here, whatever. And they get in the van and basically kidnap him. But they're doing it out of their own will. I mean, they don't know what's about to happen, but they're basically... they're basically doing it out of their own will. But so what it is, yeah, they get like, there's like 456 people that they take.
That's a very specific number.
It's, yeah. And for every person, they get like 100 million won.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, so for every person that, so the winner gets 45.6 billion won, which I searched it up, is equal to like, I think it was $38 million.
Jeez.
Yeah. So, basically, they compete in games from their childhood. So the first game is Red Light, Green Light.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
Yeah. So, I've seen that part. It's good. Like, they compete in the game. And, yeah, basically, if there's, like, a big doll.
So I've seen that.
Yeah, and if it says red light and then it sees someone move, there's, like, snipers up there. And if the person moves when the doll sees it, they shoot them.
Oh.
It's pretty brutal, actually.
Because I see, like, the sound that, like, a doll makes or something like that all over my 40 page or something like that.
Red light, green light.
Is it in English?
Yeah, they dubbed it for English. It's originally in Korean, but they dubbed it. The voice acting is, like, it's not horrible, but it's not great. The dubbing, like, over the Koreans, like, lips moving is way better than I thought it was going to be.
Really?
Yeah. So,
because I'm really sick and tired of hearing the sound.
The red light, green light.
Yeah, but it's, like, the Korean one.
Oh, yeah, they don't have the Korean version in America.
Really?
Yeah. Because I tried looking, because I was like, I might just want to read subtitles, because I don't know if I could deal with the dubbing over their voices and stuff like that. But, like, I couldn't find them. The only episodes are with the dubs. So.
I know I've liked a TikTok with the sound. It's like, oh, we were. Like.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah. The little is like the scanning. Yeah, and then they just shoot them if they move.
So what is that like?
I don't know. It. Yeah, that's not what it sounds like in the English version. The English version, all the doll says is like, red light, green light.
I've seen like clips of the doll. Doll looks scary.
It's a little scary.
But I've seen, like on Instagram, it's like, buy the Squid Games mask for Halloween. It's like a giant triangle or square. It's like just PlayStation buttons on their forehead.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. Like, the people that wear the masks, if someone sees their face even if they die after seeing their face, they still have to kill the person.
That really? Would, so no one's allowed to see their face.
Yeah. And it's pretty cool. Yeah, so if you beat all the games, you get like $38 million. And the episode I just watched, it was this game called Honeycomb, where there's a shape in the honeycomb and you have to like carve it out. I never played it. Some Korean game. Fucking Korea. But, yeah, it gets pretty intense because there's also a time limit. So they have to get it done by a certain amount of time. So it gets intense to where, like, oh, you don't think they're going to get it done in time. Oh, they're going to get shot. Yeah.
Yeah. I might watch it, but I'm watching a lot of shows right now.
What are you watching right now?
I've slowed down on Family Guy because I remember I was grinding, like, even when I worked at McDonald's, I'd watch it while I was working.
Yeah.
But I've been watching a lot of The Good Doctor.
Yeah, is that good?
It's really good on Hulu. Yeah, it's about a,
I've seen the covers. It has the guy from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, and Bates Motel, which is also really good.
Yeah, Bates Motel's good. I forgot about that.
He's a, not a doctor, he's a resident. And he has autism, but he's like the smartest doctor ever.
So it's just,
not that kind of like autistic, but kind of just like, he the problem that he has a lot is that he's really bad with social interactions.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like being touched and he gets angry really easy, but he's super smart. Like, he can picture, like, if something's like, if I have a lump in my leg, he can picture the anatomy and where it's at exactly and like have all these different like analyses and whatnot.
Yeah.
As to why. It's crazy. All it's really good though.
Actually, what I just did there was kind of insensitive. I feel bad. Nah. All right, let's go to. I told. Oh, my earbud fell out. I told Victor I would only. I would keep the shitting on him minimal.
Yeah.
Because
of that whole thing. I talked to him about it and we're good now. So everyone who's getting upset at me, fuck you.
Indeed.
You know who you are. Kiss my ass. Yeah, I hate you.
We both apologized to Vic. The problem wasn't the podcast. It was stuff out of the podcast.
But we're all good now.
We're all good
now. So everyone who's getting insensitive about it, shut up.
Eat my shorts.
Because Vic is fine and you are not Vic. And it really, like, and I don't really want to, like, call these people. I'm not going to call them out. I'm not going to say their names. You know who you are. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's none of their business, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what happens to him?
It's not really our business either, but.
But it's a conversation that me and him had.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's between me and him.
Yeah.
So, and me and him already talked about it, and we're fine.
Yeah.
So, it makes no sense that they would still be upset about it.
Yeah, they shouldn't still be upset about it. We both apologize. We both went a little too far. You know, it's not really their business. We apologized. It's good now. We're good with Victor now.
So we're everyone else who is still ass-bent over that, get over it.
We're still going to talk shit on him. And this podcast was made out of his own permission. So,
yeah, Vic gave us permission to talk shit on him.
Yeah.
What we did was wrong.
Yeah.
But.
It happened. It's over. It's apologized.
Over. Rinse and repeat. Do it again. It won't go as far this time.
Yeah, no.
But I haven't talked to him much lately.
I don't know much about him. Let's see what has happened at work recently. Well, one big thing, I was giving him a lot of shit for it, and he got super upset that I was giving him shit for it, is he was doing a trash run.
Oh, I'm the best at trash runs, by the way.
And he took 2 hours to do the trash run.
Two hours?
2 hours to do the trash run. And
Vic, it takes me like 10 minutes.
He went And there was still hella boxes back there, and Jerisa went to the back and tripped on one of the boxes, and you know how she has a bad knee?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she fucked it up again.
Mm.
So I was giving him shit. Like, I was like, Vic, what the fuck, it took you 2 hours? Like, you should have got it done. And then he pulled his excuse. He was like, I went outside and I threw up, that's why.
Mm.
Which I was like, okay. Like, maybe he did. I don't know. But it just, I don't know.
When I did a trash run, I was really fast at it.
Yeah, it takes me max 30 minutes.
Because I hate trash runs. So I want to hurry up and get them over with.
Yeah.
So you take all of the trash out at once into the thing, but also break down the boxes while you're back there. Put it in the thing. Yeah. Take it all at once and then put all the bags back in.
Yeah, so for the people that don't know, a trash run basically...
If you're retarded.
Yes. Basically.
Clinically dumb.
Mental.
Not the other word.
Yeah.
That was a slip up. Anyways. Get over yourself. Hey, it's my podcast, not yours.
So what? So, yeah, so a trash run basically... We do this at McDonald's. I'm sure all... other fast food places do the same thing, but you gather up all the trash, you take it to the back, and you take it out to the dumpsters. COVID?
Used to.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but trash runs, they were so annoying because they'd have me do them every day.
I know, they had me doing them every day, too.
Yeah, because I'm gone.
Yeah. You know what else they had me do? Empty the grease bucket.
I never had to do that.
It's... You know how much the grease bucket weighs?
A lot.
And you have to take that shit all the way to the dumpsters where the grease disposal is. And then empty the grease traps. It sucks.
So glad I don't work there anymore.
I'm so glad that... Every day when I go into work, I want to kill myself.
You know the most that I do at the school?
Huh?
Ball up fifth graders. Like, look at my hands. You see the calluses forming? Like the lines right there and everything?
Oh, yeah.
That's from dunking onto the rim and like pulling myself up.
So... Your job consists of bawling on fifth graders and telling them what 2 + 2 is?
Yeah, so in the morning I go to the first grade class and we do like reading. So they read like a little story and stuff and like I help them pronounce the words and crap. And then I go to a second grade class and I do the same thing. And then I go to my lunch break.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go out to recess, and I'm out of recess for like an hour and a half, maybe, with all the other grades and stuff. And then I go into the second grade class, and I help them with math, which right now they're like adding like double digit numbers. And then I go to the first grade class and help them do math. And then I take a select few students who are kind of like really bad ADHD and like pretty kind of like behind. Mm-hmm. And I work with them for the rest of the day and then I go home.
Nice.
Yeah. And the other day, actually, I was a substitute for PE.
Oh, yeah. I saw the picture. You were playing dodgeball.
Yeah. I had them all play dodgeball and it was really fun.
Nice. Did you get to hit little kids with balls?
I was throwing dodgeballs at kids, yes.
That doesn't make it sound any better than throwing
dodgeballs.
Okay, they're foam dodgeballs
at kids.
It's still, you're throwing things at children.
It does sound wrong. I wasn't throwing it as hard as I would with high schoolers, all right?
Yeah, okay. I get you. You were just fucking them all up.
I did something, like, but I don't know if I should say it.
Huh.
I'll text you and you tell me if I can say this.
Okay. Hold on, guys. The jury is deciding.
Tell me if I should talk about that.
Yeah, that does. It's a trend.
Okay.
It's a trend.
When I was a substitute, I hit a devious lick.
Nice.
It was nothing serious, but there's a room with like all of like the PE like balls and the hula hoops and stuff like that, and in there there was, you know, megaphone, a microphone, and all that, and there was batteries for the microphone.
Oh,
there's like four packs each of double A's.
So you just took batteries.
So, and you know, old friends of mine know me as the battery bandit. Sophomore year, I would take all the batteries out of Mr. Weiss's calculators and take them home.
Really?
My entire bag was full of every single battery in that classroom. So I was the battery bandit, but nobody knew it was me except for like Kyler Eckethorn.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I gotta get some more batteries. You know, I'm the battery bandit. So I hit a devious lick on a pack of AA batteries, and I put them to use because my Xbox controller takes AA's.
And batteries are expensive.
Batteries are, and they were like the Amazon batteries.
Oh, I have a shit ton of those downstairs.
They're pretty good.
Yeah,
they're really good. Devious licks.
Devious licks.
What do you think of that trend?
I don't know. It goes a little too far sometimes.
I think it's hilarious.
I think it's funny, but like taking whole ass stalls.
I think that's hilarious.
I think that's funny.
I'm like, how do you not get caught doing
How
that?
Do you walk out of a high school carrying a stall?
You see this one where this guy, like, he was outside of his like high school and he had like six lockers.
Yeah. He's like, and it was like zoomed in on the locker. He's like, gotta get my stuff for class, and he zooms out
and he's outside.
Yeah. And then have you seen the one where the kid's taking a shit in the stall and he's like about to hit a devious lick and steals his pants and shoes?
I like him. Or there's this one I have saved my phone. It's the complete opposite of a devious lick, where they do all good instead of bad, and it is called a
obedient,
the holiest of yields.
Oh,
so in this video, you walk into the bathroom. You know, he's got a nice floor mat that says "Home is our happy place." And then right next to the sign that says men's bathroom, it says the gentleman's club. And he's got LED lights all around the bathroom. Yeah, I've
seen those, and they have stuff.
You go in there, he's got posters, an art wall, you know, a thing of like toilet paper and like surround sound and candles.
Nice.
In the bathroom stalls, he's got crossword puzzles, two-ply. It's a holiest yield, you know. You're doing good for the boys.
For the boys.
For the boys.
You know, women, and they can do it too, but it's for the boys.
Women don't have the kind of relationship that the boys do.
The boys, like, could suck each other off and it wouldn't be gay.
Okay. Because, like, I saw this video and this guy, he was going around in public and he had a pillow. And he would, like, when he would try and, like, lay on people. So he would, like, go to the girls and he would try to lay on their lap with the pillow and they'd push him off, hit him, walk away, whatever. And he did it to this group of guys, first group of guys, and he he laid on him, and the other guy like looked at him, started petting him, and started feeding him some of his food. Like, the boys, no matter who you are, if you don't even know each other, the boys got each other.
Yeah,
the boys are always there. But girls, like, they don't they're just there.
They're there for repopulation of the earth. And
okay.
That's it.
You know, if it wasn't for Adam, Eve wouldn't exist. Because one of Adam's ribs were taken to make Eve. Do you know that?
Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. God took one of Adam's ribs and made Eve. Mm. So without Adam,
there would be no Eve.
Yeah. Indeed. Boys reign supreme. Slat.
Yep. Slat.
No. Poggers. couldn't resist. Yeah, dude, it's just too hard.
It's like an addiction. It's like our meth.
Yeah, but, you know, P-O-double-G-E-R-S.
Yep. So, what else? What else is going on?
Going on. Honestly, just a lot of TikTok trends. Like, a lot of, I'm tired of TikTok. Recently. There's a lot of sounds that have been super annoying.
Well, see, what happens is I go on TikTok, and then I just don't get off TikTok for, like, 4 hours. And then I realize, what have I been doing? I need to do something productive.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok consumes you, is what it does.
I've also been playing a lot of Xbox.
I haven't been. Really? I've been too busy with work and school.
Yeah.
You still addicted to Fortnite?
Yeah. But yeah. I've also been playing a lot of Minecraft, dude. I play Egg Wars a lot.
We should play Minecraft.
Dude, I only play Egg Wars.
Oh, I like Speed Builders.
I hate that.
You don't like Speed Builders?
Nope.
I played it with Jeremiah, and you know how Jeremiah is, like, high tier stoner.
Mm-hmm.
So every time there was a build, he'd always forget it. And I'd like win every one. He's like, bro, how are you doing this? I was like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I play a lot of Egg Wars. Egg Wars is fun.
Yeah, Egg Wars. I like Egg Wars. Bed Wars. Sky Wars.
Wars.
World War II. World War I.
The Battle of Gettysburg.
Vietnam. Actually, we didn't win that
one. Hiroshima, 1945.
Pearl Harbor. That wasn't really a war, but...
It started war.
Yeah.
Pog. I'm sorry. I haven't said that since the last time we made a podcast.
Yeah, me neither. What, like...
Like, I get in the podcast room and I'm just like...
Pog! Gotta say Pog!
Podcast!
Oh, man.
It's just like this... It's like rage inside of me that's just like...
It's like crawling.
Yeah, it's just like I've got the word... Pog. Crawling out of my mouth. Just... Let me out! Like Venom.
Like Venom.
Like Venom and Eddie Brock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because like, Venom's always went like... Let me out. That's not how his voice is, but...
Oh, man.
We...
Vic's trying to get me to watch the new Venom. He's like, it's so good. It's
with
so
him?
Good. Well, no. If he said, well, you want to go see the new Venom with me, I'd say, hell no. I'd be like, you think we're friends?
I haven't.
What was that? Did you break the chair?
No, it was my shoe rubbing against the metal.
Okay.
I haven't even seen the first one.
You haven't? Nope. I've seen the first one. It was all right.
I've only heard the song.
Not that song. Okay. Same artist.
Yeah. I thought I heard something.
So guys, my house is haunted. 3M challenge.
But today's only me and you.
Ian's not here today.
What's Ian been up to?
He got a new job at Country Cabinets.
So he did get the job?
Yep.
Thanks for telling me, Ian.
Fuck you, Ian. Everybody hates Ian.
Everybody hates Ian.
Yeah. And then his first day after work, he's like, let's go hang out and have some family time. Me, you, and Hannah can all hang out. And I was like, okay, I'm down. And he's like, all right, I'm here. Come outside. I go outside and Tristan's there in his truck, and I was so confused, and I get in, and he's like, yeah, so change of plans, we're helping Tristan move into his new apartment.
Yeah, Tristan tried getting me to move in with him, but no thank you.
His apartment is kind of a shithole.
Really? The pictures he sent me are pretty nice.
But like, it's one of the better apartments. It's the, the apartments it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He... I don't know. It's better than the blue apartments, but it's not as good as like the ones by the hospital or the ones by Centennial.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all right, I guess, for a first apartment.
He tried getting me to move in with him, and I haven't told him no, but no, because the problem I have with Tristan, and I love Tristan, I've known him since, you know, third grade, but
yeah.
When he gets drunk, which is a lot, he gets angry.
Yeah.
He had a really bad. And the other night I hung out with, who was it? It was Kyler, Jorgen, Ian, Hayden, and Tristan. And I was the only sober one.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's, yeah, that I've was seen bad. The pictures. Yeah.
Yeah, you saw the picture. Yeah, it was bad.
Really?
Like, everyone was, like, gone.
Yeah.
Kyler will deny it, but Kyler, you were drunk, all right? Admit it.
Come on. Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Yeah. Ian. Ian is a... He drinks and then doesn't stop.
Yep. And I got there and I was like, Ian, are you drunk? And he goes, he's like bouncing on the trampoline. It's like 11 o'clock at night. He's like, I'm a little tipsy.
Yeah, I remember when he got blackout drunk. And he fell asleep, or he passed out in Hayden's hot tub, and they had to carry him out of the hot tub.
Yeah, when me, Kyler, and Jorgen left, they were in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Watching X-rated films.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Together?
Mm-hmm.
In a hot tub?
Mm-hmm.
While they were drunk?
Mm-hmm.
That's a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like... I know it's the boys, like, you can watch X-rated films with the boys, but not in a hot tub while drunk.
I don't watch that stuff anymore. It was a phase, all right? Zoe, I'm sorry.
I don't really either much.
I got my own stuff.
It's called
Bible study.
Yep. And that's my favorite Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
That was weird that we just went off topic there.
Yeah. I beat Resident Evil Village while I had COVID.
Really?
Yeah, and it was way scarier while I had COVID for some reason, because like COVID made me hallucinate a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was so sick. And while playing a horror game, it was awful.
COVID made me, like, exhausted.
Me too. I could barely walk up the stairs.
Like, I was, like, physically, like, just drained. Like, I sat in my chair with my headphones on, like, all day.
Yeah, I would just lay in my bed and watch TV all day.
I just play Xbox.
I couldn't. Like, except towards the end when I was playing Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for the first week, I couldn't do anything. I could barely move. And my throat, dude, my throat hurt.
Really?
It was bad.
Mine didn't. I was feeding off this all week.
I couldn't, all 2 weeks. I would die. I would go. Yeah, that's basically what would happen. And then I'd be like, what's the point? You know, I can't taste anything. It's not
do really you, nice. Do you know Roman Swain?
I know of a Roman. I don't know if it's Roman Swain.
Well, backstory. All of us boys, me, Trace, and Gabe, you know Crew Iverson?
No.
One of the boys, all right?
One of the boys.
Him and Roman, we all play Xbox together. Roman, I don't mean to call you out if you're listening, but he's the worst out of all of us.
On Fortnite?
On Fortnite, yes.
Yeah.
So he decides to go out of his way and buy a PC.
Whoa.
Off of Facebook Marketplace.
Oh.
Yeah.
For how much?
I can't remember if it was either 400 or 700. I think it was 400.
What was the specs on it?
He doesn't know. He sent me a video. He had a AMD fan is all I could see. And he has a 1080. I think he had a... I can't really remember. I'll have to ask him again, but...
Mm.
Oh, wait. I think he might have sent me a video.
Mm. Oh, also, while I had COVID...
He had an MSI... it was one of the older ones. I can't remember what it was.
Mm. MSI isn't bad, though.
It was on the lower end.
Mm.
But I guess it runs fine.
Well, if it runs fine, then...
I mean, I'm with my new paycheck, I'm probably gonna buy a new monitor. They have a monitor at Walmart I've been looking at. Mm. You know, it's like a Predator something. It's like 27-inch, and it's pretty good, like $300-something.
Oh.
So then I can finally use my Xbox to its full potential and run the 120 frames that I'm supposed to on it.
Yeah.
Because I'm only running 60 right now because my TV doesn't support 120.
I need a 4K monitor.
That's what that is, the one at Walmart. Yeah,
because my Xbox runs 4K, so... what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, also with COVID, Sam, he'd call me a lot, and while I was dying in bed, he would have me help him build his PC over the phone.
He got all of his stuff?
Yeah, he built it.
Dang, thanks for telling me, Sam.
You know what, Sam?
Freak you.
Freak you, Sam.
Freak you. Me and you were talking about it, too. And
a month ago.
When was the last time Sam texted me? Or I text Sam?
Sam texts me like every day.
Wow. Last time. 3 weeks ago.
Mm.
Thanks, Sam.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sam. You're a real fun guy.
Yeah.
Fun guy. That's a science joke.
Actually, Sarah's been making that joke a lot. She's like, you want to hear this joke I came up with? And he's like, she's like, what did one mushroom say to the other mushroom? You're a fun guy.
She did not come up with that.
Yeah, I know.
She probably got it off of, like, what does she use? Kick? I don't know. Kick.
Kick. Yeah. But, yeah, Sam, he had COVID really bad. He was in a coma.
Yeah.
But ever since he came back to work, I feel like he's been kind of milking it a little bit. Because it's been 3 months. Like, he left while you were still working there.
Yep.
So it's been like 3 months. So he's had 3 months to get through COVID and recuperate. And the coma he was in wasn't even because of how sick he was. It was because of the drugs they gave him.
Really?
Yeah. So, and Jerisa saw him, like, this was Sunday, I think. Yeah, it was Sunday. He'd walk into the bathroom, like, just fine, and then he came out limping.
Hmm.
Yeah, so.
Limping?
Limping. Like, he's having a hard time walking. And then also, he, like, every hour or every 30 minutes, he has to go sit down to catch his breath.
What?
So I'm like, I had COVID really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to go to the ICU. I almost had to because my oxygen levels dropped down to like 63,
mm-hmm.
which is really bad. You're supposed to be at like 100, but I was down to 63. Yeah, I had COVID really bad, but I got over it in like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been 3 months for Sam. I mean, I wasn't in the ICU and I didn't go into a coma, but I feel like he should be, like, all right, you know?
I feel like a lot of it has to do with his drinking.
Yeah, that's probably it.
I feel like that played a big role in why he was hospitalized.
Yeah, he drinks a lot.
A lot. It's bad.
Yeah, it's really bad.
And it's not just like, you know, crack open a cold one with the boys. It's like,
drinks a bottle of Jack Daniels a night, bad.
Yeah.
Which, he doesn't drink that much, but it's
and then he comes into bad. Work looking like, just so, like, hungover and sick and just...
I love Sam.
Depressed.
But he... Yeah.
Drinks too much. Sam, you drink too much, all right?
We're having an intervention on the Everybody Hates Big podcast right now. Sam, if you're listening, we love you. We support you. Just the drinking, just cut it back a little bit.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam. I'm Jaden, and I am addicted to meth.
Hi, Jaden.
Hi, I'm Tyler. I'm 18, and I'm addicted to Fortnite.
Hi, Tyler.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Sam. And I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Sam.
Anyways.
So, yeah. We love our friends.
We just want the best for them.
We want the best for our... We're not hating on Sam. We only hate on Vic here.
Yeah, but it's a lot of love. I don't think a lot of people understand that, because I talked to a lot of people after the first episode that came out. They're like, dude, what did Vic do? And they're like, and I'm like, it's not what he did. It's just like, just him. Like, and there's a lot of people that are like this, but he's one of those people that you can find anything about him and just make fun of him for. Like, I don't.
Which sounds bad, but like, it's true.
I don't hate Vic. Okay.
Yeah, I don't hate him.
I don't actually hate Vic. But he gives me, like, he makes it so easy to make fun of him.
Yeah.
Which is the reason why we have this podcast.
Yeah.
But I don't actually hate him, for anybody listening. I don't actually hate Vic, okay? Me and Vic are cool.
Yeah, I'm cool with Vic also. Like,
he gets on my nerves.
Yeah. Like, the other day, he was on the assembling line with me. And he was like, dream team. And I was like, Vic, stop. We're not the dream team. Shut up. And he goes, dream team. And I was like, Vic, shut the fuck up. Dream team. He like kept saying it. And it was pissing me off. And then...
you should have just RKO'd him right there.
And then I go to school today and I have chemistry with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like... And he was saying how if people tell him to shut the fuck up, he'll keep doing what he's doing to annoy them, which is exactly what my little brother does, what I think all little siblings do, and it just pisses me off. If someone tells you to shut the fuck up, they're annoyed with you, and they want you to shut the fuck up.
Vic, that's an easy way for you to get your ass kicked.
Yeah. If he was doing that to Chris...
Chris would
kill him. He would literally... He would make
the dream I had about him come true. Which I don't...
Wasn't that dream with Garrett and Chris?
Uh-huh.
Was Vic there too?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That dream was horrible.
Oh, I have a picture to show you. Actually, Chris sent it to me.
It's
of Garrett.
Isn't Garrett not working there anymore?
Nope, he works at the hospital now.
That's what I heard.
And...
Oh, boy.
This is him in his new getup.
Wow.
And he shaved the beard.
Why did he shave it? No.
Because he can't have the beard at the hospital.
Oh, man. He looks good in scrubs.
Yeah. It's better than McDonald's outfit, I'll tell you what.
But, oh, man, the beard.
Yeah, he kind of looks like a virgin now without the beard. But
I'm an adult virgin.
We love
my
Garrett.
My name is Garrett Hyde.
Whoa, way to dox him like that.
Hyde Bar.
Oh, yeah.
This video, this podcast is sponsored by Hyde Bar.
Hyde Bar.
Buggers. So Cason Sherwood made this TikTok. He made a brand new account.
He has a TikTok?
Just listen.
Okay.
He made an account and he was like, I want to see how triggered I can get people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a black screen and all it says is, I'm white, by the way. And it's an audio of him talking, saying the most offensive like words he could say.
Really?
Within not even 30 seconds the sound got taken down.
Did it really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not surprised.
I'll show you it.
Ghost!
The lights are flickering.
Yeah, why are the lights flickering?
Let's mute our mics real quick so I can have you listen to this, because I cannot play it over the podcast.
Okay.
Especially if from coming from a white kid. All right.
All right. So
be back in five.
Be-
And I'm back.
And we're back. That was very racist.
Very racist.
Very racist. Very and homophobic a little bit.
Yep, and offensive.
And I am not surprised it got taken down. Oh, man.
Dude, I love Kaysen.
Kaysen's great.
You know who's really great?
Who?
Gabe Blunt. I love Gabe.
Oh, yeah.
Gabe is so cool. Yeah. He's in your chemistry class, isn't he?
Yeah.
I love Gabe. Gabe, if you're listening, I love you, man. Gabe's one of my favorite people. I'm going to go out there and say it. Gabe is my favorite person. Gabe's my favorite person.
What?
He's just such a likable guy.
Why would... Dude, we literally have a podcast together.
I'm sorry, Jaden, but Gabe... You can't not like Gabe, bro. Gabe is just one of those people that you just love. I'm going to call Gabe real quick.
You're going to call him? Say, what's up? You're on the Everybody Hates Big podcast.
I have to call him on Snap because I don't have his number.
Hopefully he doesn't say something racist.
Okay, maybe he's not my favorite person if he doesn't answer. All right, well.
He didn't answer.
Crew Iverson is my favorite person. Crew, let's give Crew a call.
Like White Iverson?
Yes.
Okay. Like Post Malone?
Oh, he might not answer because he's got football. Sorry, Crew. Kaysen Sherwood is my favorite person.
Kaysen Sherwood.
Hey, Kaysen, you're on the podcast.
What's up?
I just wanted to call and say that you're my favorite person. Please don't say anything racist, offensive, or sexist right now, but I love you and you're my favorite person. We're talking about you.
Love you, Kaysen.
Love you, too.
All right, I got to go now. Bye.
See ya.
He's such a cool guy.
He's just a cool guy.
Call me. Crew's texting. He said, what, baby? Just do it. Let's see if he actually calls me. If Crew loves me, he'll call me. Come on. Yes. Hello?
What's up?
All right, so you're on the podcast. Don't say anything sexist, offensive, or racist.
Or racist?
Yes. I just wanted to call and say that you're my favorite person. I love you a lot. I love everything that you've done for me. You're a great friend.
I love you too.
All right. Gotta go, babe.
Okay.
I love Crew. And last person, we gotta call Trayson. Trayson Heckathorn.
Trayson Heckathorn.
He's definitely one of my closer boys.
Yeah.
I got Trey's number, so I can...
Are we just calling people?
Oh, I have a story to tell you about Trayson after this.
Oh, yeah.
If he answers, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Come on.
I hate you, Trayson.
Who can I call?
Kyler Heckathorn. I love
Kyler Heckathorn.
We're just doxing all these people. We probably shouldn't be saying their last names. I don't care.
Okay. Yeah, deal with it. Pussies.
Is it going to ring? There it goes. Kyler Heckathorn. Kyler, please answer. Please, please, just for me, please. Wow, these people hate me. They don't love me as much as I love them. All right, well.
Should I call Jordan Taylor?
You can.
We're pretty cool. Or maybe, Tristan Haig.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not, Tristan. Call Ian.
Ian, my brother. He's probably at work. He probably won't answer. What about Braxton Quick?
Hey, Braxton loves me.
Braxton, I think, is really sick right now.
I saw him driving today.
It's because he's really... Yeah, but we'll call him.
Hello?
Braxton, you're on the podcast. Say hi.
Wait, actually?
Yeah.
Bruh.
You're here with me and Tyler.
Oh, what up?
Hey, I love you.
I love you too.
He loves us.
You should have texted me and let me know so I could like try to act a little bit more sober.
No, that's fine.
Dude, me and Braxton go way back, bro.
I know, he showed me videos of you guys hanging out.
He did?
Yeah.
Banana. He has videos of us hanging out?
Uh-huh.
Tell him to send them to me.
I gotta start driving.
Okay, well, send Tyler those videos you have of him, okay?
Yes, will do.
Okay, love you, bye.
All right, love you, bye.
What kind of videos were they? Was it the one of me sitting with my headset on?
I think one of them was, yeah.
With it a banana. No.
No.
Okay.
I think they're from like a long time ago, back when he was in junior high, probably.
What is it of?
I don't know. Just you guys hanging out. I can't remember the videos now that I. But you looked really young. You looked way different.
Anyways, as I was saying about Trayson. So, it was me, him, and Bryson, our friend Bryson.
The brown one?
Lucero, yes.
Yeah.
And I'm just doxing all these kids, and I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm just giving them clout. We were waiting for, like, the new season of Fort to drop.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah.
Yeah. and we started prank calling... Or Trayson started prank calling places.
Yeah.
So we started with McDonald's all over Utah, started with all these places, and the final call he makes is to a gay strip club in California.
Really?
Yeah. And he calls them, and a lady answers, and he goes, "How much do you guys charge to have a gay guy bounce on my dick?"
That's what he said.
He said that. But serious, he goes, "How much do you guys charge to have a gay guy bounce on my dick?" And she goes, "Oh, well, is this Trey or Trey's father?"
Nuh-uh.
And my jaw dropped.
No way.
And he hung up. She pulled his IP that fast.
Nah, there ain't no way. He must have called before.
No.
His dad must have called before.
Which is weird because, you know, like your profile on like your Apple like settings and stuff?
Yeah.
Like mine says, dude, my daddy.
Keeps cracking.
Yeah. His says Trayson Heckathorn.
Yeah.
And she called him Trey.
Oh.
And I have it as my daddy, for all you wondering. Because I ask Siri, I say, "Siri, what is my name?"
"You're asking me, my daddy."
That's hot.
Yeah. It's pretty hot. So. But yeah, my jaw dropped. I was like, oh. No way she just did that.
It was scary, bro.
Yeah.
Well, we are reaching the 54-minute mark. I think it is about time to wrap it up. We have been going for a while.
I thought we were going to do our segment that we did last time. The Would You Rather segment. Finish it off with some Would You Rather.
All right, we'll do a few Would You Rather questions, and then we'll go around the table and say one thing we hate about Vic.
Yep.
Okay.
Seems about right.
I have to type with one hand.
I can hold your mic for you.
You. No. Okay.
I'll double miking it.
Rather questions. Okay. All right, I'll just pick like five really good ones. All right. Okay. Okay. This one seems a little hard. Okay. Would you rather find true love today or win the lottery next year?
It goes both ways, honestly, but if I was single,
yeah,
I would choose true love.
Yeah.
But since I already have Zoe, I would like to win the lottery.
Yeah, because if you pick true love, is it just going to give you Zoe, or is it going to give you someone else?
Exactly.
Which it probably so wouldn't.
In the boat that I'm in currently, I choose... Oh my gosh, feel how cold that is. It was up against my...
Oh, nice.
I choose the lottery.
Yeah. I would probably, if I'm thinking long run, and I am single, so I would find true love.
Ladies.
Okay.
Hit him up.
My phone number is...
Beep, boop, beep, 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 boop, beep, beep.
And my address is
West North. Is it actually West North?
Yeah.
Oi!
It's really West North. Joking. Okay, but I would do love because that's your whole life. Lottery, you're probably that money's not gonna be there your whole life. Okay, next one. Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or be in a coma for a decade?
A decade is 10 years?
10 years, yeah.
Jail.
Jail?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Because once you... Like, comas go by fast. Like, people in comas say...
It's, yeah, but there's so much you miss out on in 10 years.
That's true. But you're also in jail.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That is the video I saw.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't remember.
Oh my gosh, not that video. Okay.
Yeah, I would, I don't know about jail though, because jail, you could get stabbed by metal or penis,
raped
by metal or penis, or, you know, but... I don't know. I guess jail wouldn't be horrible, probably. I don't know. Have you seen all those TikToks of people in jail and they look like they're having a great time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me. I'll be singing Industry Baby.
Baby back a couple racks a
couple Grammys on him, couple plaques a.
Oh.
Anyways.
All right.
This one's good for you. But
I don't know. You're probably going to pick. I think I know what you're going to pick. Would you rather have another 10 years with your significant other or a one-night stand with your celebrity crush?
Oh, my gosh.
Now, hopefully, Zoe isn't listening so you can give definitely your actual is. Answer. Which this might be your actual answer, I don't know, but I just feel like it's a little biased if she's listening. So don't take it to heart, Zoe. It's just a would you rather. It's hypothetical. It would never happen.
So do I not get 10 years with her if I do have the one night stand?
Well, the way it's worded, it seems like no. Maybe let's think about it this way. You have cancer. You're only going to live 2 more years. Would you rather have another 10 years with your partner or a one-night stand with your celebrity crush?
It shouldn't take me this long to answer. Okay, so... Oh, gosh.
Wait, first, who's your celebrity crush? Megan Fox?
Nope. Everyone knows this, bro. It's a really good looking celebrity. Zoe knows who it is.
Is it from Fortnite?
It's definitely not. It is
she is from Fortnite.
She is actually okay. She is. That's not the reason. Okay. It's Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande.
So I'm obviously gonna go with, you know, another 10 years.
Yeah.
If I was single or with any of the girls I've been with in the past.
Crush.
Definitely celebrity crush. Yeah. One night, bro. I can't even say it. Never mind. Oh my god, I'll tell you after.
Okay.
Well,
I am single, so Megan Fox, hit me up.
You gotta fight MGK.
Dude, he's a pussy, bro.
I can
beat the shit. He tried to fight he wants to fight Conor McGregor.
So does Jake Paul.
Well, yeah. I don't know. If it's boxing, Jake Paul. Jake Paul's a decent boxer. Like, you can't say he's not.
Compared to all of his opponents, Tyron Woodley's been the hardest for him, and he almost lost that.
That's true. Well, actually, people say that Deji's been the hardest for him.
But that was also his first fight.
That's true.
But, I mean, like, he fought, what, an NBA star, a retired MMA wrestler, a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weak. I'll fight Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Jake Paul versus Daddy Eckert.
Hey, Jake Paul, he's calling you out.
I'll wear my Burger King crown during the fight. I won't say it.
Okay.
But I'm just saying I would.
Yeah. Okay, this will be the last one. We got to find a good one. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. All these are kind of generic. I want to find a deep one.
Deep.
Okay, this one's kind of... Okay.
I'm hungry.
Me too. Let's get food.
Okay.
Okay. So, this one's kind of... Would you rather die before or after your partner?
After.
Yeah? Because you don't want to leave her by herself?
Nope.
Yeah, I get
it. And I don't trust all the guys.
Yeah.
And I guess she could say the same, like, oh, I don't trust him with all the girls. But, like, I don't know. I feel like if she were to be gone, I don't think I could move on from that.
Yeah. But you, she, yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know. I just.
All right. There's a would you rather segment.
All right.
One thing we hate about Vic. You go first.
Okay. One thing I hate about Vic. I'd have to say recently what I've been hating about Vic is his waddle.
His waddle.
Mm-hmm. He waddles like a penguin. And I'm sorry, Vic. It just bugs me. It irks me.
Yeah, I know you don't do it on purpose, but still.
But, you know, just
people walk. Make fun of the way I walk, and I can't not do it because I was born with a disability. Okay.
People make fun of me for so many stuff, bro. It happens, bro.
It's like you just gotta have thick skin.
Yeah.
So
waddle.
Yeah, waddle. Waddle's a good one. One thing I hate about Vic, his laugh. His laugh is really bad.
It's obnoxious.
It's like a cackle. It's like but, like, more obnoxious.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, like, you know, what you said earlier about how he just keeps going once you tell him to shut up.
Yeah, that's another one. That one's really bad. It just reminds me of my little brother so much, and then I just want to punch him in the face. I want to punch my little brother in the face sometimes. Because you'll tell, because, like,
I want to punch your brother in the face.
Yeah.
And I don't even know.
Does.
Yeah. Everybody hates your little brother. Everybody hates Jaden's little brother.
No, but, well, he's good sometimes, but, like, if he's doing some annoying... Okay. Yeah, but if he's doing something annoying and you tell him to stop, he won't stop. So
that's how all brothers are.
That's true.
I don't have a younger brother. I have an older brother.
And he does the same thing?
Hey. Yeah.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen,
this has been the end of the Everybody Hates Vic podcast.
Episode 2. Hopefully there are going to be more. Get back on track.
Hopefully next week.
More people.
We're trying to do it. Yeah, we got to get more mics before we get more people. But yeah. I have a long list of people.
I do too. I've got a list on my phone.
Me too.
So we have some of the same people?
Probably.
Okay.
Next episode, don't expect any guests, but...
maybe the one after.
Maybe the one after.
Hey.
We'll see. Yeah.
It's been your boy, Tyler.
It's been your boy...
Skinny penis. No penis.
Oh, fuck. I forgot my name. I think I have dementia.
Signing off.
Yeah.